June 5th, Friday. What are the true blessings? The world considers the five blessings as the standard for human happiness. First is long life. Second is prosperity through material gains. Third is a healthy body and a peaceful mind. Fourth is doing and keeping what is good and righteous. Lastly, it is living as long as one can, then dying peacefully. These are the five blessings that are recorded in Hongbam, which is the first volume found in Seokgyeong. The Bible testifies to a blessed life in a completely different manner. Those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who are merciful, those who are pure in heart, those who are peacemakers, and those who are persecuted for righteousness. Thus the Bible states that the saved children of God are the happiest. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5, 11 and 12. The prayer altar of Abraham's family line. Genesis 13, verse 18. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. God blessed the people whom he created in his own image. However, the first man, Adam, left God, which resulted in mankind losing everything. God promised to restore the prayer altar through Abraham's family line. As a remnant, what is the prayer altar that you must build? Number 1. Abraham and Isaac built an altar of restoration and evangelism. Abraham built an altar of restoration through God's power. Called to be the principal source of blessings, he separated himself from unbelief and reconfirmed the covenant. Abram became Abraham and renewed his spiritual identity. Isaac raised an altar of evangelism through the gospel. He experienced Jehovah Jireh, which completely imprinted the gospel in him. He enjoyed evangelism through the blessing of Rehoboth, which was the restoration of the source of springs. Number 2. Jacob and Joseph prepared for missions and built an altar of missions. Jacob built an altar during the time he ran away from his older brother Esau. God changed Jacob's name into Israel. Through Jacob's descendants, God prepared the mission of raising Israel's 12 tribes. Joseph, who held on to the covenant, built an assured altar of missions. Even though he became a slave and was locked up in prison, he ultimately stood before Pharaoh as the summit. He walked the mission journey as a person called to save a nation, its people, and the entire world. You are a remnant who will build altars of restoring God's covenant and evangelism and missions. You will also construct the altars of saving the church with the gospel and restoring the economy of light through prayer. God's covenant is unchanging. Starting today, begin the prayer that builds an altar of God's absolute sovereignty, absolute covenant, and absolute journey. Dear God, as I hold on to the one and only gospel, may my family and I stand in line of light and walk on the path of missions. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.